Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. I've got a good one for you today because there is a shift in business that is affecting each and every one of us. And we're going to make the decision as consumers if this is a good thing or if it's a bad thing. And we are seeing so many different things happen when it comes to retail, when it comes to airlines, when it comes to stores, restaurants, everything. Big changes. Like, subscribe. I am today at the Sherman Gardens in Corona Del Mar, California, and they finally started their remodel and somebody said, oh, you got to come over and see it, but it's like fenced off and like completely changed. So, a lot happening right now in the economy. Let's start with the thing that's the simplest story is, here's something you've never heard. Oh gosh, I hope Allegiant Air is doing well. You can barely remember who Allegiant Air is. Well, they're going to acquire Sun Country Air, okay, for $1.5 billion. No one cares about this merger. This is going to make a powerhouse. Read the article. It's going to be the greatest discount airline ever. Okay, that's one thing. The next thing is 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven is taking a plan that worked really well for Trader Joe's. And what that was that they're going to have pre-made meals and they're going to go the Aldi route. And I'm like, what is the Aldi route? How can you define what Aldi is? Aldi is a discount grocer and it's like the swap meet of stores. It's nice, but it's got a lot of tchotchke type stuff inside the store. I don't like the meat, I don't like the produce. There's times you have to buy things there. But it's just not that big of a deal. Now, they're going to, make these big changes. They closed 400 stores in the last year. That is huge. I mean, there's chains that don't even have 400 stores, but they're getting rid of 400 stores and they're going to change everything to be a pre-made meal place and higher profit margins, which the last place that I've ever thought of eating a meal was 7-Eleven. I joked with somebody yesterday that their microwave looked like it was at a 7-Eleven because it had so many burritos that had exploded inside of it, and they needed to either, clean it with a fire hose or get a new one. So, with that being said, you're seeing that. Do you care about 7-Eleven? What about Macy's? Like I told you at Christmas time, you're gonna see retailers that are going to go out of business. And it's, the fact that they made it through the holiday season is shocking. But Macy's is getting rid of, another 14 locations in 12 states. How many are open? How many, So Macy's are going. And there's a list below. You can read the story. But once again, when was the last time you shopped at Macy's? JCPenney's, same thing. They're having problems. And will they survive the current market climate? No. McCormick's and Schmick's, beloved 47 year old restaurant, used to have 60 locations. Now they have three. The two locations that we used to eat at here in Southern California are all done. So, with that being said, you have nothing with that company. This steakhouse was great. Guys, it was beer, wine, tchotchkes. It was mozzarella sticks. It was okay, but it wasn't like a beloved. I love that. Iconic, beloved. All these words that they use for restaurants and different businesses, if they were iconic and beloved, they wouldn't be down to 13 locations. They would have survived this a little better. Don't you think? That's what I think. So, when was the last time you ate at a McCormick and Schmick's? Okay. Ever? Ever, ever. But I love this, the Macy's apocalypse. Here's one I was talking to my brother about today. It's Heineken. Heineken's their CEO, and this guy's got such a great name. I gotta say it for you. Dolph Vanderbrink, which is Dolph Van Vandenbrink. Yeah, Dolph Vandenbrink is the CEO. After 6 years, they're getting rid of this guy. Why? Because he turned the company around. Well, I have a real thing for you guys. Heineken may be delicious, whatever, but it's not, nobody can afford beer. You know what they also cannot afford is expensive beer right now. So is this shocking to people that they're having difficulty? Oh my gosh, why is Heineken having difficulty? Because they can't turn it around. Sales are off. You know, they're not being able to grow the brand. Well, nobody's growing the brand in that space, in the space of adult items, okay? Whether it be wine, beer, whiskeys, you have so many people going out of business. I have a friend of mine who's really into that market, and he just keeps sending me stuff over and over and over again about how bad it is with all the different whiskeys and the knockoffs for Jack Daniels and things like that. Can't make it. Nobody's making money because nobody can afford that stuff, but also nobody has the money for anything extracurricular, and they don't have it for the expensive brands. It is that simple. So, come on, the guy. This is wild. This place is very small right now, and a little train is going around. They got some of the Christmas items set up, and they've got things set up for the holidays. Mortgage rates fell below 6%. You've got 5.9% mortgages. Go buy a house, guys. Batter up. Step up and buy a house. What you want is you want 2021 rates. Jerome Powell was served with the Fed a subpoena over the weekend where they are scrutinizing everything that's happening with the Fed right now and this remodel. Please understand this. To remodel a building, they talked about $2.1 billion to remodel this. Well, then the cost overruns hit, and it's over $3 billion to remodel a building. Isn't that insane, guys? You know, J.P. Morgan built an entire building. It's like 40 stories, and that didn't cost $2 billion, but they remodeled the Fed and your tax dollars at work. So is that right? No, it's not. And he can sit there and spin it and say he's being singled out for political reasons. You know, this president wants lower interest rates. And you can sit there and say it's fake and the Fed needs to be independent. They're not they are independent, and they're not a branch of our government. And it's a complete scam. And I wish they were audited a la Rand Paul. So, Kathy Hochul, she's a real rocket scientist, governor of New York, wants to charge data centers more for electricity in her state. Can you make that up? The restaurant here went out of business, closed. Was it because of the remodel? I don't know. But this place used to be packed every day. I'd come out here, I wouldn't walk anywhere near this area because it's closed. Walking in here, there is nothing open that you can see. You can see how the remodel is going, and they've got this entire place blocked off there. You can't go into the greenhouse. I can't go into the Amazon area where they pump the heat and blow the steam, which is really cool to see the different carp and different things like that. That's done. But you want to sit there and have data centers. The future is data centers. The future is AI. But you want to sit there and you want to charge them more for electricity? What is it with you people? You guys, is everybody in government that stupid? Seriously. Don't people sit there and say, what can we do to bring more business here? I don't worry about that. Just worry about what we can do to charge them more. Let's tax them more. You know, there's more women over 40 having kids. More single moms right now than ever in their 40s. And again, I'm sorry that people think that this is great. And I understand the need to have children, and one of the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life is have kids. But as much as I am for that, I'm also for having two parents in a house. And I think if you look at certain communities now, they've been destroyed by not having fathers in the homes. You just want to have a bunch of single moms that are independent. And I think it's ridiculous. Okay? Oh, there's a congressional staffer out of Maryland who went out and allegedly used his position to get 240 cell phones sent to his home. And he was arrested and indicted this week. Uh-oh. You know? Dr. Marvin sent me a great story out of Colorado where there was a gas station that actually put diesel fuel into the main line and pumped diesel fuel into everybody's regular cars, and the cars cannot run right now. But the gas station isn't answering questions yet on how they're going to fix cars. Cars are stalled. Cars are left on the side of the road. And it's a great story out of Colorado, but it's so unfortunate because these poor people, God, I feel for them, because you sit there and you go buy gas at all these different places, and they're done. It's tough enough to be in business, but to put diesel fuel in somebody's gas car, you're finished. Another one. Here's another iconic restaurant chain that is having difficulty, and they closed down over 200 locations. It's Macaroni Grill. Once again, no one has ever used the word iconic and Macaroni Grill. The Macaroni Grill in Irvine, California, went there a lot, and it was okay, but that place, done. That place has gone out of business. It's now a corner bakery. So, you're starting to see this. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. 61% of the people out there, when surveyed, said that they would rather have an electric, a gas car over an electric car. More people want gasoline engines than they do want an electric car. And that's shocking. More people that have electric cars, they said, nah, I won't do this again. And that's, some people love it, but it's the expense and the time that not everybody can do. If you commute, it's not a good car to have, is what they said. Read the story below. STG Logistics filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They are a shipping company. And the crazy thing about this is they got $150 million in new financing, but they wrote off $1 billion in debt. I'd like to be owed money by this company. And not only are they going to get a new loan, but you don't get your money. You have to take nothing out of the bankruptcy. God, that is horrific. Absolutely horrific. Once again, I love, hey, it's an iconic restaurant. It's an iconic restaurant. Remember that. But they just shut down 200 locations. San Diego rent is going down. And the great story, the second to the last story, and it was time to renegotiate your rent because San Diego rents are going down. If you live in San Diego County, which is a hellhole, crime, it has gotten so much worse. It used to be one of the most beautiful cities. It's funny. It lost its luster like San Francisco did. It was romantic. It was beautiful. It was nice. And now this place is done, finished. Okay, because of all the crime and all the problems. But the rents have dropped down, and the average rent there is just over $2,500. It's the first time they've had rental rates drop in 15 years. So if you know that, negotiate yourself a better rent. So very, very interesting. Final thing. You cannot turn on TV without seeing these ads. And the ads for Car Shield and American Auto Shield LLC have been out there quite a bit. The interesting thing about this is that these people settled with the Federal Trade Commission over their deceptive ads. Hey, listen, Car Shield takes care of everything, and I didn't do nothing. I had filed 6 claims. The point is that people are paying monthly. You pay monthly for these things, sometimes $150 a month. And then they don't pay the claims. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. And then they don't give you the rental car. Oh, no, this doesn't warrant a rental car, Dan. It's funny. I'm having my car worked on right now. And they're like, hey, man, we'll just send you a lift. We'll give you a lift home, and you won't have to worry about that. And then I got there, and I look like I'm not some meth head. So they said, you know what? We've got a loaner. Would you like that? Yeah, I would. I went four-wheeling with it and just really, really abused it on the highway, and did a bunch of nefarious things in a downtown area with irresponsible women. But again, it's their car, so I don't care. If you guys pay attention to that. Don't forget to look at the private channel, I Allegedly Live. I love doing that content. There's well over 500 videos on that now. The temporary email address is iallegedly@gmail.com. Check it out. It's fantastic. And wanted to cover some business news today. So much is happening. It is nonstop. right now. But again, all these great changes, we're going to go back and we're going to revert to what this other company did to be successful. You notice the theme? Nobody has any money, guys. You are not alone. You're not the only one not eating out right now. I have professionals. I have people that make a tremendous amount of money as friends. And they're like, you know what? We're going to, instead of going out every week, once or twice a week, we're going to go out once every other week. That's what people with serious money have. Why? Why do they do that? They can afford to go out and eat. Clearly they can't. So for those of you that have seen this place a bunch of times, I love walking around here, and it is closed off. You just saw me do the lap and do the circle, but it's over with. 12 to 18 months, which means 2 years, okay? So you guys know what that means. Nothing is ever on time. Okay, hit the like button, subscribe. Reach out if you need anything, but we're all in the same boat together, and we're all experiencing the demise of everything. Nobody can afford anything. They can't afford beer. They can't afford a nice restaurant, even if it's beloved or iconic or shenanigans. It's ridiculous, okay? Reach out if you have any questions. I'll see you soon. Make good choices.